Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let's get to it on a Wednesday loaded show. We got 12 topics. We got no shot of covering all of them, so we're just going to jump right in. News of the day, a little bit of Lions, a little bit of Tigers. Rico, let's start with the Lions. Now, I have to do a PSA because I feel like people, maturity-wise, can't handle this. We are all a family. People, if you're listening, understand, if you all are like-minded and you all have the same goals, there are no enemies at the dinner table. So put your sword down as we talk about this, because I know some of you, what I'm about to say is the equivalent of calling your mama a whore. And that's not what I'm doing. And I'm sure your mother's a very nice lady. We're going to talk football for a minute, and we're going to talk honestly. It is something I'd be lying to you if I didn't bring to the air. And it's not an individual player. It's the idea behind it. The news of the day is the Houston Texans just made a very bold trade, which followed a bold offseason featuring adding Danielle Hunter. They traded for Steph Diggs. And while I think Steph Diggs is a cashew short of a bag of nuts, he is a big-time player to add to Tank Dell and to Nico Collins and to Dalton Schultz and to Joe Mixon and to what might be the second or third best QB in football in C.J. Stroud. I bring it up because I want to ask a question. We didn't have that kind of offseason. Brad Holmes told us he wouldn't be doing that. But what Houston has done is in 1 year, they've opened up a Super Bowl window, just like you. But they've chosen a different path. And with it, I think they've probably become better than you. Now, the good part is we don't play in the same conference. If we see Houston, it would be in the Super Bowl.
But you could actually get them this season.
Right, but I'm saying like in a playoff.
Yeah, so in a meaningful game.
Right, yes. And it's not about loving everything they did or hating it. It's not if you acknowledge the other team. It means you don't like what Brad. I like what Brad Holmes has done. I like it. I don't love it. I like it. Is there any piece of you? It's like if any of you are dog owners and the dog is on the couch and you're in the kitchen and they know you're near tasty human things. They give you the old side eye and they're filled with jealousy. Like, damn it, I'm stuck with kibble. I know my human is getting something far superior in that room filled with food. Is there any element of jealousy or envy as you look down towards Houston and you go, God bless it. Like, okay. Because here's the other end. I look at Buffalo. I think Lion fans have gotten very comfortable that this Super Bowl window thing goes on forever. Buffalo just ended theirs. Yeah. Do we agree on that?
It's over.
Not that just Diggs is gone, it's that he carries 32 in dead cap. They've lost six defensive starters. And I think Buffalo's Super Bowl window's taking a major pause here.
Yeah, because in order for Buffalo's window to open back up, now you're acting out of desperation. Now you have to go and overpay to bring somebody else in
right.
to replace Diggs that didn't work out.
And here's the other angle. And I know I'm throwing a lot at you guys, but we have a lot to talk about. Like, I juxtapose it that on the same day that Houston gets Steph Diggs for a two, not a move I wanted the Lions to make. It's ideologically the type of move. You matched San Francisco's offer for Brock Wright. We're paying Brock Wright three at 12. And you just had to bring back Ralph Vildor or whatever his name is. Now, again, you love your own players. This is who you are. I'm telling you the methodology in the building. We draft, we develop, and we sign our people. Good for you. But I look at it and I'm going, all right, I know we have until training camp to add a corner. I can't scream and yell about adding Steph Gilmore or anything. I think a lot of veterans now are going to wait. Wait for the draft, see what jobs are available, and then go. Mm-hmm. But I can't help on the same day that Houston does what they do, and I'm going, wow, we're paying $4 million a year to Brock Wright. Yee, party poppers. And it's like, there's a little bit of jealousy there. I'm like, damn.
Because you're seeing a team be aggressive and know, it's just like the Lions. Houston didn't think they were going to be this good, this fast. But you know what? We're here. So
they've gone all in.
What can we do to take it to the next level? Because we got to look at the Chiefs. We got to look at all of these other teams that
Bengals,
are in our
division.
Right. They're
all of them.
In our conference. What do we do in order to get there? And they're doing it. And is some of the people questionable? Yeah, they are. But you know what? You're not going to have a team full of Boy Scouts. That's the one thing that the Lions have been trying to do for decades. We just want good guys, locker room guys. Yes, sometimes you need a couple jerks and a couple a-holes in there to get things going. You don't invite them to the family barbecue. You don't have them over with your kids. But they can help you win. So you go and get the Joe Mixon. You go get the Diggs. You go get people who, they bring some baggage. But you're good on the field. You can help us win. Houston's doing that. And if I'm a Lions fan, it's not that you don't appreciate your team, but there may be a little envy. There may be a little bit of jealousy, like, God, wish we would have done a couple of those moves. Wish we would have brought in a couple of those people.
That neighbor that you like, what did they just park in the driveway? Like, it's okay to look and be like,
wait, are they building a pool? I didn't think he had that much money.
Well, their daughter's birthday party is nicer than the one we threw for ours. Wow. Is that a live mini pony? Right. Like, it's just the idea. I'm open to saying, like, and being honest with the audience, there's a little envy there.
Yeah.
So. Because I think the Lions are very good, but do I think they've taken the quantum leap that I had hoped for?
No.
I think they've gotten better, responsibly better. I look at Houston and I go, I'm pretty sure that's my pick to go to the Super Bowl in the AFC.
Yeah.
As part of that projection on CJ Stroud maintaining what he did, maybe getting a little better. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But no, I just wanted to know from the people. 248-539-9797. And look, while there's not some deep dive discussion on Brock Wright, it's the idea behind it. They matched San Francisco 3-12. And you're bringing back Vildor.
Huh?
Like, they bring back their own, right, almost to a fault.
Yeah, so 248-539-9797. Are you paying attention to what the Texans are doing? And does it have you feeling a certain type of way of like, well, why didn't we make some of those moves? Or are you okay with this? Is this a Brad Bot type of thing where, you know what, we're just going to keep our own and we're going to keep winning with our own? Because I'm going to tell you this, no, you're not. Super Bowl teams don't just stand pat with their own
and
win.
Here's what I said to Kenny pre-show. I think what I operate with paranoia as a fan. I never get comfortable. So even when things are good, I know how quickly it can be bad. With the Lions, we're in a dream state. But make no mistake about it. A year ago, if you told Bills fans your window's closed, you would have been called a crackhead, ungrateful.
We got Josh Allen. What are you talking about?
Their window's closed. It's closed. I think Sean McDermott's going to be out at the end of the year. I think their defense will take another step backwards. And now without Steph Diggs and without Gabe Davis, that offense is what? 5'9", Shakur, the kid from Boise State?
Yeah. If they haven't already, they've handed the keys over to the Miami Dolphins and said, here, this is your division now. We'll just stand in the back and let you do whatever you need to do. But, yeah, if you're a Lions fan, are you paying attention to what's going on?
And there's no judgment, guys. Yeah. Okay, your neighbor down the street, their kid got into Yale, yours didn't. You can be like, damn. It's okay. It doesn't mean you hate your kid. It just means you're disappointed. It's just what it is. I admit, I've looked at what Houston's done.
My kid's going to Toledo. Good for them.
Rock it up. Make sure to get that Nate Huffman replica jersey. 248-539-9797. I would like to know where you're at with it. And again, juxtaposing Houston's move, which is not how Brad Holmes is going to operate, with, hey, we matched Brock Wright and brought back Vildor, or as Rico calls him, the Mask. I'm not saying it's this unequivocal TKO that one way is all good and one way is no. Multiple ways to build your team. But I will tell you that after looking at Houston's offseason, pre-draft, I think they're better than you are.
And here's why I wanted Detroit to be a little more aggressive, because Houston has to, because you look at all the teams in the AFC. It's not a ton of teams in the NFC. If you're the Lions, you could have easily put yourself in the top two spots.
Now, maybe
by making
they are.
A couple of moves.
Maybe they are.
Solidified that spot.
Right. There it is. What I would argue is you had an opportunity to put a stranglehold on the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think you've gotten better. I think your young players have a right to get better. Now, I think there's things that are going to happen next year that Lion fans aren't accounting for that are going to make it harder for you. Mm-hmm. See, the over-under is 10.5. Not 12.5, not 11.5, 10.5.
You want to know why? Because there's going to be a time where, unlike in the previous seasons where you had one tough game followed by four games against bottom feeders, you're going to have a stretch this year where you may play five playoff teams in a row.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, somebody tweaked an ankle, somebody's not there, and you're going in shorthanded.
Right. I'm so glad you said that, because we talk about, and Lions fans are just expecting things to be the same from year to year. But you never know what's going to happen. And injuries is one thing they didn't have to deal with a lot last year. Gibbs wasn't out significantly. Montgomery wasn't out significantly. Goff didn't miss any time. St. Brown didn't miss any time.
No, they got
Hutchinson
hit.
Healthy.
They got hit in the secondary. Let's be fair.
Okay, but Hutchinson
but
healthy.
You. Yes.
Other
but
guys healthy. You don't know.
Your star players remained on the field at all times. The biggest one was J-Mo missing because of the whole gambling thing, and that was it. But when you look at their schedule as well, and this will probably really hit home once the actual schedule comes out in May, depending on what Chicago does, but they'll probably take Caleb Williams, you're going to have 12 games against a mobile QB. That's your kryptonite. That's going to happen this year.
I think it's the sports kryptonite.
It is, but man.
But it's fair. No, see, I mean, it presents a real
when Geno Smith causes problems to you, you need to fix that.
You know I ended up being right about it.
About Geno Smith?
Yeah. He was like a fake flower. You looked at it from far away and you go, damn, that's the nicest rose I've ever seen. And then you walk up close to it and it's plastic. I don't care what anybody tells me. Geno Smith's still a bum.
They're banking on him for one more year.
I know. Well, they don't have a choice.
Well, the fact that they're coming back here again this year?
We may as well bring them to the division. 248-539-9797. Again, this is not attacking. It's talking. We all want the same thing. And I like what the Lions did, but I'll tell you, I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't a little jealous of the offseason Houston had. And I wonder, is it wrong to say Houston's better than you? Yeah. I mean, they're not in the NFC, so it doesn't matter necessarily. But I think you got two of the best players, coaches in football with D'Amico Ryans and Dan Campbell.
He hit the ground running.
Yep. And look, you had a veteran QB to build around. Houston didn't. But they got their draft pick right. They made a bold move for Will Anderson. They made a bold move and went and got Danielle Hunter.
And here's the beauty of it, too. If you're a Texans fan, all your star players are under rookie contract deals.
Sure.
You got a ton of money to spend around bringing in this free agent and that free agent because you're still 3-4 years away from re-signing Stroud.
And if you want to talk about it, we can. Brock Wright, 3-12. Guy who had 14 total targets. He's a good blocker, but like, are the Lions too addicted to bringing back their own? There's an element of that where I go, did we really need to spend over $5 million on Vildor and Brock Wright?
Huh? I still say your first signing was a kicker you don't even like using.
I don't have the bell, but you can feel free. 248-539-9797. Let's get into it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're going to get to the Tigers at 3 o'clock. Little Lions right now. Brock Wright, Vildor, both coming back. Juxtaposing the way you're doing it. Is there any part of you where you go, damn, Houston looks fun. Steph Diggs for a second. Now, I don't like Steph Diggs, but I understand what they're doing. Just talking a little football that's not draft related. That's kind of where I'm at. David, what do you got, brother?
No, Mike, I don't want the baggage that goes along with a move like that. Let Houston do what they will do. A long shot for Detroit to repeat last year anyway. That is from Mark N. Howell.
Oh, so just give up, right? That's
wait.
No, read it. No. Here's what we're going to do. No. You look at David. David, read it again.
Mm-hmm.
With a straight face, listen to this.
No, Mike, I don't want the baggage that goes along with that move. Let Houston do what they do. A long shot for Detroit to repeat what they did last year anyway. Mark from Howell.
So, according to Mark, it was a good run. Happy. Mm-hmm. Went to some games. Went on the road. We cheered.
You know.
But now it's over.
I had a great day yesterday. No way today could be as good. Not going to get out of bed.
Unreal.
Go ahead.
Lions have been extremely frustrating and disappointing this offseason. They have a mindset of wanting to be proven right rather than let's just go out there and win.
See, that's interesting. See, I like what they did. I don't love it. And I think the thing we chase as fans is like you want to love what your team's doing. You want to feel like your team is puffing their chest out and going for it. I don't feel like the Lions did that. So you're left with this weird space that while you like it, you know there was more out there. Now, let's say by June 1st, they make a bold move. Dave Burkett in the Free Press talking about Marshawn Lattimore. You know, if they make a move like that, like you react to what you have in real time.
Mm-hmm.
It would change my opinion. If they bring on a Stephon Gilmore after the draft and I go, okay. But as we sit here now, no, I feel like they had a solid B-plus offseason.
Mike, it was a fun run.
Okay.
You can't expect the Lions to do this every year.
That's one texter.
Let's just appreciate it.
Okay.
Let's let it play out.
I'm going to go to Shelton, 97.1. Shelton, how are you today? Welcome.
Like I said, blessed and highly favored, gentlemen. But Mike, I agree with you. Brad Holmes, I think he's trying to nickel and dime it and build it through the draft. Sometimes look at you have to make a bold move, whether it's free agency or a trade or something. You got to, like I said, it's like you're trying to, there's nothing wrong with building through the draft and developing your own. But sometimes you might need to make that one or two player move, like, hey, like what the Pistons did with Rashid, or back in the day when the Red Wings grabbed Brendan Shanahan to make a Stanley Cup run. Sometimes you're going to need to make that one bold move. You can't just depend, because sometimes the draft is a crapshoot.
Right. Like, I'm with Rico on this, and I mean, Shelton, I just got done doing a topic yesterday saying I have complete trust in Brad Holmes with the draft. But reality will set in. Like, regression happens. No one has ever figured out the draft over the long haul
at
better than 50%. No one.
Dude is a draft taskmaster. I give him that. But seeing like free agent, it's like he's that scared little kid that's afraid that wants to get into the game. Like, hey.
I don't think it's that. Shelton, I actually think it's the opposite. I think it's a little bit of what David read. I think there's a lot of hubris. I think there's a lot. You want to call it confidence? If you want to call it arrogance, well, it's not cocky if you back it up. But there's a lot in that building down on Rotunda. They think they've unlocked the code. They have their way. We're going to show y'all. That's fine.
But you guys still can speculate on the radio, but we do this.
Oh, I don't care about any of that. I just talk to the fans. That doesn't matter to me.
We keep receipts.
Good, keep them. Because you know what I don't have? I don't have a live show at the parade down Woodward. So you can take those receipts and you roll them up nice and tight. Because the only thing any
Mike
of
out
us...
here like Caitlin Clark.
No, it's the only thing we care about with our listeners is the prize. Yeah. Like, these people deserve a Super Bowl.
And it's not saying, okay, what you're doing is completely moronic.
Not
it's
at all.
It's saying,
could there have been more?
Houston's in a tougher conference, and they're a little bit more aggressive than you are. You brought in some people. But when you came out before free agency started and said, hey, I just want to tell you all right now,
right,
don't expect anything the first couple days, because you're not going to understand what we're doing. But yeah, now when you're seeing other people go places, it's like, wait, this person only cost a fourth round pick, a third round pick. This is a pick 2 years from now.
I get more upset, not upset. I think I question the things where it's only money. You know, trades.
Because you're sitting on money.
And I don't want to take picks away from Brad Holmes, because listen, I can say regression's coming. I still want to give Brad Holmes bites at the apple, right? I want him drafting. I wouldn't opt to deal any more of this year's capital for any of these players. But there have been plenty of players on the open market that just, it's money. And you have it.
Yeah.
And your cap structure, and I've gone over the allocations and gone over what your future books look like.
Brother, when you see other teams having to pare down the salary to stay under the cap, you have the luxury. You right. don't have to worry about that. You can keep all your current players and still be aggressive.
Technical level, they still haven't paid Goff yet. You still have another year. You could
Same
massage.
Brown.
You could manage it. Jared, here's the deal. We're going to give you your payday, but we're going all in this year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have your money for you.
And guess
you.
What? You'll enjoy winning, and then you'll stick us with the bill next year.
Listen, it's just, I'm being honest. I couldn't just ignore what Houston was doing. I'm like, wow. You start going over to roster, and you're like, oh, my. Like, Will Anderson and Daniil Hunter? Oh, that pair of corners? Oh, Stroud with these weapons? And you're like, okay, I get it.
Oh, we're going to throw in Mixon to boot?
I didn't love that. Why, David?
We don't pay running back.
Damn right.
But you know what? No. But you could actually get away with that because they're not really paying anybody right now.
Okay, Rico wins. Let's go to Johnny, 97.1. Johnny, how you doing today?
Good. How about you, Mike?
Good. What's up?
Well, I honestly think that we're doing a good job of just building through the draft. Houston, they made some nice acquisitions this offseason, but their acquisitions just at complements of what we did in the draft. It's just a difference on the way they built. But like us getting a guy in free agency, I absolutely am all for it. I think we could find a guy like a nice 2-year deal. You kind of stole my thunder when Dave Burkett was talking about.
Yeah.
A Marshawn Lattimore, because he would be a nice acquisition again.
Yeah. I think what I'm trying to do is wait for June 1st, right, when a lot of these contracts have a trigger date or a cut date. If they add a corner of note by training camp, I'm good. and I can't yell and scream about it now. There's no purpose. A lot of veteran free agents, like if I'm Stephon Gilmore's agent, I'm waiting. I want to let these teams draft. Then I know where the jobs are available. So yeah, Johnny, I'm with you. As long as they do that, we're good. But on a day like today, you're like, wait, we're bringing Vildor back? We matched on Brock Wright?
But Mike, like a couple of the guys, like Joe Mixon that they got, or Stephon Diggs. I mean, it's preference on guys that we like here. I'm really not a big fan of any one of those three guys. I honestly, Steph Diggs is on the wrong side of 30, and I wouldn't really pay that kind of money for him. Mixon's another bad incident away from being out of the league, and Danielle Hunter's on the wrong side of 30.
Johnny, here's the thing. You're not building your team around these guys on the wrong side of 30. They're additions to all the younger players that you have right now. These are the guys that if you have on your team, you're the number one seed in the NFC. You're playing every game in Detroit, and teams have to chase after you. That's why you want to go get these guys.
And I'm Johnny. And Johnny, I'm with you. I wouldn't have done the Mixon thing. I agree totally. Diggs, I'm very lukewarm, but I understand why. The Hunter thing, we just disagree. Dude's a monster.
And see, I think Mixon.
And it's a 2-year deal.
Mixon, I don't think he'll be there all. What, he signed a 3-year deal. I don't think he'll be there all 3 years. And he's angry and motivated right now. And as a running back, you see. You saw that when you had Jamal Williams. He was angry. He was motivated. And that year, he was good for Detroit. Montgomery comes in from the Bears. He's angry. He's motivated. And you saw what you got from him last year. So an angry back that feels disrespected, their shelf life is about 2 seasons, but take advantage of that.
And here's the other thing. I mean, with the Diggs contract, you could restructure. I would have to bring it up, but he will be on the last 2 years of a deal that I'm pretty sure you could get out if you needed to. Look, I'm with you. You don't have to love every move individually. It's why I said it's the idea of it. Houston's going all in. And I don't feel like the Lions have.
They realized the window was open. Let's take advantage.
Yeah,
let's get it all changed.
And the Bills' window's closed.
That's the point. For Lions fans thinking this is going to last forever, take a look at Buffalo.
Gone. I just feel like it's gone. They got a couple of nice tight ends. Wide receiver room, empty.
You know, 13 seconds away from a Super Bowl.
Whoops.
To this.
All right. Football season over. Well, it never really ends. But you can swap out that pigskin for pizza. A ton of deals, including the mix and match at Hungry Howie's. Mix and match any two items, starting at $6.99. And again, it's never been easier. The full menu available from the Howie bread to the 2-topping flatbreads, salads, subs, even the medium 1-topping pizzas. Mix and match, $6.99 each. Dinner on the table in just 20 minutes. It's simple. Oh, and they got the Jim Costa Brookie. Not that Jim sponsors it, but I've never heard of another grown man talk about something named a Brookie. I haven't.
Are you shocked?
No.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Couple news and notes. We'll get back to the phone calls. Tigers, a scheduled double dip tomorrow, and that was obviously the last option. The Mets had no interest in giving up a day off, much less having the double dip, but the weather is just not cooperating. So it'll be a noon, I believe a 12:10 start.
They'll try to play this thing straight through. Because, again, it's interleague. You know, if you're the Tigers, you don't want to make a single-day trip back to the Big Apple. You want to get these done and never look back. Mm-hmm. You know,
especially if you're World Series bound. You don't want to have to make that day trip.
Well, we're going to talk about what it's going to take for – look, I don't speak for any of the fans. They can do whatever they like. What will it take for me to get excited? I have a check mark. I think it's very similar to the Lions. When you've been bad for a long time, you've got to start unwinding that past in order for me to view you differently. So we'll talk about it top of the hour. I want to get to the people, though. A lot of people calling in about it. We're having some fun with it, which is like, hey, your neighbor just got a new car. Oh, did they get a real mini pony for their daughter's birthday? And you got Uncle Leo drunk in the corner? It's this idea.
They just took a vacation. Where?
Houston has had an electric offseason. Lions have had a good one. I don't think it's been great. I think it's been good. It's the idea of I watch a team that I think is going all in, and I'm a little envious. And you have to unpack. No, I don't want the Lions trading for Steph Diggs. I wanted the Lions to make a Steph Diggs-type move. Now, maybe they still will. Maybe they end up getting a big-time corner post-June 1. Maybe Dave Burkett was onto something. I don't know. I like what they did. But, like, I love what Houston's done. Mm-hmm. And Houston knows our window's now. We got to get this done in C.J. Stroud's rookie QB window. We're going for it. Mm-hmm. And in one foul swoop, I think by making the deal with the Bills, they ended the Bills' window. Bills have $32 million in dead cap from Steph Diggs. And now their top two wide receivers are gone. Gabe Davis and Diggs are gone. Defense has lost basically every starter you care about.
Yeah, but I mean, the whole window thing is staying open for a long time. I know this is new territory for Detroit fans, but I mean, you could just look at the Bengals. Went from a play or two away from winning a Super Bowl to out of the playoffs in what, 2 years?
Well, the quarterback died.
No, but things happen.
Okay,
and all of a sudden, and all of a sudden, your window doesn't seem like it's going to be 5 years from now, and you're worrying about paying LaPorta, and you're worrying about paying all these people, and then you realize, oh, that's what they were talking about when they said, don't worry about 4 years from now, just worry about this season.
Let's go to Raymond, see where he's at with things. 97.1. Hi, Raymond, what's going on?
Oh, no, Moss, the deflator is back. Hey, Mike, hey, Rico, how you guys doing?
The deflator. What's going on? What do you got?
Oh, not too much. When I look at, like, the Lions and I look at the Texans, because I really like the Texans and what they've been doing over the past year, I mean, they pretty much tripped themselves into that playoff run when they, you know, ended up, having C.J. Stroud just, you know, bloom out of nowhere. So now they're kind of in the position of, like, okay, well, now that we've got a QB that we don't have to pay for, like, another 4 years, might as well go all in and, you know, get Daniel Hunter and get Stephon Diggs and add a couple other pieces. And, you know, now you can truly make a nice, you know, 4 year run. Whereas when you look at what the Lions are trying to do, they're trying to buck the trend of like what the Bills, you know, had, where they're not trying to, have a 2 year run. I mean, they really want to have like a 10 year run. So I think what the Lions are really trying to do is have flexibility. No matter what moves that they make, they always want to have that flexibility to say, okay, well, if you go, you know, and sign this guy, well, then we'll just dip it and go to, you know, this plan over here. You know, so I think that Brad Holmes, you know, thinks he's just that confident in making draft picks that, you know, he can kind of buck the trend and, you know, just sign guys that he needs to sign, you know, for cheap deals, so he doesn't have to go out and make that big splash.
What did you make of, like, from an ideology, right? Like, what did you make when you saw today they matched Brock Wright and they brought back Vildor? Like, again, this, it's almost like an addiction to their own players. Like, what do you make of that?
You know, I didn't mind the Vildor one as much just because he's just a depth guy and there's no guarantees on the roster, you know, when the season starts. Whereas with Brock Wright, I think it's a little bit important to kind of keep him away from San Francisco, especially with all the run game things that they could do with him. You think about, you know, all the, you know, system plays that, you know, Brock Wright would know and be able to, you know, give to, you know, San Francisco as far as intel. I think it's a little bit more important to keep a guy like that around, especially with how, you know, good he could be in the run game. I think it's a little bit underrated as far as what he could do for us.
I like your espionage angle. Yankees, Red Sox from like 15 years ago. I dig it. We got to keep him away from them. I like it.
Okay.
You wanted Brock Wright, didn't you?
No.
Okay. See, so arrogant. He's above it all. He doesn't need a good tight end. Let's go to Jerry.
We got one.
97.1. Jerry, how you doing?
Good afternoon, guys. Another fine, hideous day in Southeast Michigan.
Jerry, when's the...
Another beautiful day in Zamunda.
When?
I just want some sunshine.
That's it.
A little bit of sun.
I don't even care how cold it is. Why can't we get 72 hours of sunlight in this place?
You'll get it this weekend. Please. You'll enjoy yourself for Tigers opening day.
Yeah. So to answer your question, yeah, I have been seeing what Houston's doing, and I have been a little jealous and a little envious, but I feel like if this were any other season, I would feel differently if we weren't making splash moves, because we would have nothing to show for, and it wouldn't look like we're trying for anything. Yeah. But I don't know. Like he was saying, I feel like the Houston just kind of tripped into their success there. And in terms of, like, maybe they're better than us on paper, the way it looks, but there's something intangible between a sophomore quarterback versus a guy like Jared Goff. And I think that would show up in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl, you know, if we end up meeting up. But I don't mind what the Lions are doing, because I think, like you're saying, they're going to wait until the draft happens, and then they're going to see what they need to do after that. And honestly, regarding Diggs, I truly, you're going to call me crazy, but I truly believe that Diggs would have hurt our wide receiver room more.
Yeah,
than
I don't want him.
It.
No, listen. Let me be.
I don't either.
Let me be unequivocal. You have your alpha. Right. You have a top five receiver.
Yep.
Anyone I brought in would have to complement, not supplement. Amon Ra. So I am completely with you. No question.
And I don't think Diggs would cede that role of, you know, the number one receiver on the team, because he's never been anything but. I think he would have a hard time adjusting to not being the main guy. And he's already crying about not getting targets. He's going to come here. He's not going to get any.
Exactly. No, you could never do it. It was more the idea of it all. You know, the idea of why give up a third for Carlton Davis when you could have given up a third and more money for L'Jarius Sneed. Like, there are things that you're left pondering and you're like, all right, well, Brad's done a hell of a good job.
But this doesn't make sense right now.
I just want a little bit. It's, you know what it is, Jerry? You want a little bit more. You know you like what they've done, but you want a little bit more.
I think if we just have patience, young grasshopper, give it a couple months. I think we'll get a little bit more.
All right.
That's all we need. I think we'll get it.
That's all I need. I need Jerry. I need you to call me the day we get Marshawn Lattimore.
I call you guys once a week, man.
You're all good. You know what I mean. Believe me, I want to do that show. We're going to have a party hat on Rico. It's going to be exciting. The day.
Why do I get a party hat?
Because if we got a lead, like a big time corner.
I'm leaving that for you, man. Put the hat on.
I could do it. I could.
You give me the party favor.
Right. Exactly. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls. Got a question for Tiger fans, top of the hour as well.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, baseball season is upon us. We're going to have some fun with a little blitz here. And it is the Kenny Flush-O-Meter, where we rank and discuss the new items across the great sport of baseball for Kenny to shove into his mouth and then eventually exercise the bidet. David, music, please. Somehow this is exactly how I imagine it. All right, let's do it. Scale of 1 to 5 flushes. David.
Let's start off at Petco Park. You want to go see the Padres? Well, you can get the Berea Egg Roll. That is an egg roll filled with shredded cheese, seasoned beef.
And if it's Berea, it's got to have that dipping, that
it does
broth.
Have a dipping, yes.
Oh, that's going to tear Kenny apart. Yep. They may as well call that the bubble gut special.
So basically, creamy dipping sauce.
So basically, is it like the corned beef egg rolls we have here?
Right, except it's San Diego and it's a Berea taco.
Yeah.
Let's start out with Kenny Cott first.
That's a solid four flushes for me. I'm into that.
You're into
that.
It.
Absolutely.
All right. Rico Beard, known as Colon Man. Nothing bothers you. You'd be in on this.
Yes, I'm in on that.
Now, Roberto, everything bothers you, and you already look as if you're in pain.
Well, I'm going to go by a different scale on this. My scale is more, how much baseball do I really want to see that day?
Right. If you eat this, over under on missed innings, finding a stall, set at 3.5. I'd be out on this.
Yeah. Really?
Like, because I don't need a birria taco that's then deep fried into an egg. Not everything has to come in egg roll format. I'm out.
Okay.
And I'm at a baseball game. I don't want to have those problems. Don't you understand? Nobody wants to go poo-poo in public. It's just not good.
I can't believe that never comes up in any of these, you know, these meetings they have when they're planning these menus.
They don't care.
I know. They must not be human.
Or more people are like me and you can just handle it.
And you're regular.
Right.
Got it. David, item number two, please.
You can go watch the Diamondbacks at Chase Field.
This is Rico. This is Rico.
I'm actually going to one of the games here.
Serpentialis or whatever their alternate jerseys are. This is Rico's home away from home. What do we have?
Are you a fan of Sonoran style? You can get the XL footlong Sonoran hot dog.
It's Sonoran, you ingrate.
So it's
Sonoran? Son of Ron's footlong?
Wait, they got an Amon Ross St. Brown dog?
Ramen St. Brown.
It's a Sonoran-style hot dog.
I told you, Roberto, they were going to enjoy that.
Hey, head on out to Serrano Mama.
Hey, give me one of those Son of Ron's footlongs.
I'll have a glass of the peanut grigiot.
So smoked bacon, ranch beans, mayo, mustard, and pico de gallo.
Colon Man.
What's on it?
Smoked bacon.
It's
ranch,
a bacon wrapped hot dog.
Mayo, mustard, and pico de gallo.
Not bad.
Oh, I like it, but enough with the ranch.
No.
Everything with the ranch. Don't like it.
Let's go.
Besides what? Rice cakes. What?
No. Leave it. Listen, Roberto is on a health vision quest. Leave him alone. Let's go to Kenny Cott. Now, Kenny, there is no bidet at the ballpark.
That's still a five flusher for me. The Sonorana of Ronoran.
The Sonorama Mama.
I like all of those ingredients, and I like hot dogs 100%.
And you would have no fear about a seventh inning stretch of a different kind.
I would be living in fear of that kind of a seventh inning stretch. Oh, that's my whole life.
You'll be taking in the formative stages of the game.
After we eat that, we can head on down to Sedina.
Right.
Sedina.
I love that city in Arizona, Tuscan. You mean Tucson? All right.
So if you want to go enjoy the Rockies, you want to go enjoy the Rockies, you can go to Coors Field and you can get the dino rib. So that's exactly what you think it is. That's
a beef rib?
Giant beef rib.
In.
On a bone. Yeah,
like in. It. Now, it's going to be ridiculously priced. There's no doubt. But I'm in on that. That's
we finally
just,
have some.
That's just smoked
So you're Fred
meat.
Flintstone.
Yeah, because they're not deep frying it or bathing it with like a ranch sombrero or something ridiculous. It's a piece of meat. I'm in. Kenny.
Because there's no ranch sombrero, it's only a three flusher for me. But I'm in.
Okay. Colon Man.
I'm going to say no. No. Not that I don't like it. It's just a beef rib at a game. Like, it depends on how big the rib is.
It's a beef rib. It's a dino rib.
Right.
It's a dino rib, so it's a giant. Yeah.
Right. So it's like, you know what? This is something for dinner, not for a baseball game.
Okay. A little bit too heavy for our man, Rico Beard. David.
Well, if the Tigers, they play tomorrow.
Are you doing the beef rib, Roberto?
I think what you're saying is right. Like, I wouldn't want a big smoked turkey leg while I'm sitting there eating.
But think about the tryptophan. Could put you to sleep. Less baseball's a win for you.
Do they really need anything else to make you sleep more at these things?
David, you know what? That's on me. That one is on me. I brought him into this conversation. That's on me.
Oh, my.
You know what? I'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right. So, Tiger fans, if you want to maybe sleep during the first game or whatever during the second game, at Citi Field, you can get the Mets Championship Burger.
What's that called? A gravestone?
It has a Pat LaFrieda beef with a Maine lobster seafood salad on top. Coated in a cheesy lobster fondue.
No. Okay, you know what?
Fondue.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Hey, fondue you, okay?
And
go fondue yourself.
Fondue me. Play Timmy Trumpets while you buy that thing, too. This is why I see you call them losers. This right here is, we got a bunch of stuff. Hey, how about we put it all together and put it on a burger? Will it work? No, it won't. We'll sell it anyway.
What could possibly take our fans' attention away from how ass we are?
A burger.
Oh, focusing on their own ass.
A burger seafood dipped in fondue cheese.
Out.
Completely. That sounds terrible.
Thank you.
And so did the Mets.
And Roberto just shivered.
You blow.
Hey. Cha cha cha. All right, David, what's next?
Let's go with the doggone foul.
What?
That is a. This is at. You can see the Brewers, and you can go get this doggone foul, which is a hot dog with a chicken finger and tater tots on top.
Hey, up next, this stuff's all about to expire in the kitchen. Let's throw it on and let the pores have it. Wait, no, I'm out.
So we ordered too many hot dogs and too many chicken fingers. Got it.
Out.
What if we put them together?
No part of it.
You guys are snobs. I'm giving this a four flusher.
Are you serious?
I would eat it. Why not?
Because sometimes
it's not necessary. I agree
order
with
the
that,
chicken fingers or order a hot dog.
You don't need them both.
You can have them both, though.
Okay, here's the right there for you. And unlike you're making sense. Not going to wear a diaper to the game. So it's a different viewing experience. Roberto, your thoughts.
I mean, you know how these big places go. If the chicken finger is not to the point where it's so hot you can't touch it, that's how you got to have it.
And if you're not making a real chicken finger and it's just from, like, kitchen services and we're just going to throw it in the fryer, that's gross. It's gross. No. Absolutely. And plus, they're going to make you, Kenny, they're going to bang you $23 for that thing. Come on. Next.
Rico, you want to go watch your team play?
Oh, Atlanta.
Truist Park, you can get the fielder's catch.
What's that?
This is on Kenny. It's a monster sandwich.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was an empty vodka bottle.
No, he didn't even say what's in it yet.
Yeah, here's what's in the sandwich.
Okay, let's hear it.
Two lobster tails, three fried oysters, and sweet potato fries. Candied bacon, shredded lettuce, tomatoes, and spicy beetroot.
Wait, they do realize it's Atlanta and not Boston, New England area.
You know what?
Very strange.
If that was Boston, I would say, all right, I get it.
It's an 87-degree Wednesday night.
I was going to say.
The humidity has me looking like I just got baptized at David's church. I know what I have a hankering for. The fisherman's platter on a bun.
Right.
No.
That probably isn't fresh.
What?
Yeah. And 87 degrees in Atlanta heat.
You're baking in that heat. That's why do you want to eat that?
Oh, yeah. And then imagine what that smells like.
No.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm just going to stick with the Hank Aaron dog.
Do you imagine if the slob next to you sits down with that thing? like this breeze.
Hey, buddy, you want to take a bite?
Oh, I got them broiled oysters.
Oh, God.
It smells a little funny.
I'd be like the kid in Sandlot when he does the tobacco on the Ferris wheel.
Oh.
I'd barf all over.
Well, how about we do this? We end it with something to wash it all down with.
Okay.
You can go to Guaranteed Rate Field and get the Campfire Milkshake, graham crackers, chocolate bars, and toasted marshmallows.
If you're sharing that with your honey, you got a couple of sips on that. If you drink the whole thing, you're Wilford Brimley.
Yeah, I
give you're
my
selling diabetes supplies by the fourth inning.
The bitis.
I got me a campfire shake and my diabetes equipment.
Is there any dessert on there real quick?
That would be the closest thing to dessert on here, yes.
Now, you can give that to a child. Now, that's...
No.
Sure you can.
Mike, if you give that pure sugar to a child...
Off
you
the
better
wall.
Give it to them.
You can't
around
get that. Yeah.
The sixth inning.
Okay. But what? See, this is
Daddy,
why I
let's
like,
go here. Let's go here.
No, no. This wheel. Is what I do with my niece and nephew. Uncle Mike, you have as many M&Ms as you like, because by the time that hits, I've artfully placed them back at their parents' house. It's not my problem.
Why are you doing Rip and your sister like?
I just did that to my nephew on Saturday.
Dude, I like Rip. Why are you doing that?
Because Uncle Mike don't miss. Bam! They love me.
Have we not learned anything from Yellowstone? Who do you never piss off?
Rip.
Thank you.
Okay. Up next, I'm visiting the train station. And not the one downtown.
Oh.
All right. Largely gross, but I thank you for doing that, David. You're doing the Lord's work.
Son of Ron.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.